Mark Lebowitz calls the period after the housing bubble burst in Treasure Valley the dark days. He's the director of the Ada County Association of Realtors, or ACAR. When the housing market crashed in 2008,
we went from a high of 5,000 members, we went down to about 2,400, half.
But as the housing market has gotten better, membership is bouncing back. Lebowitz says his organization is approaching 3,000 realtors. Being part of ACAR costs $500 a year and requires members to take classes. If you're not part of the association, you're not a realtor. You're just a non-member licensee. And Lebowitz says that
doesn't sound nearly as sexy.
In a classroom at ACAR's headquarters, about 50 people fill almost every seat. They're here to become realtors. ACAR requires every new member to attend an introductory class where the experts offer advice on how to be successful. These sessions are held monthly. This crowd in September was the largest that Lebowitz has hosted. About 10 people a month attended these classes when the market bottomed out in 2008. But today, Lebowitz says more people now see real estate as a viable career option.
I decided to jump over into real estate because of a passion for looking at houses and the industry in general.
Jonna Weber quit her job as a third grade teacher to become a realtor this fall.
My entire life I've been drawn to looking at houses, attending open houses, going through all the parade of homes, looking at houses for fun on the weekends with my husband, and I just decided to take it to the next level and pursue it professionally.
Weber admits her new line of work is outside of her comfort zone because she's never considered herself a salesperson, and it's daunting to start a whole new career.
I love the kids, and I'm going to miss them greatly, but I hope to be able to still volunteer in this career, which gives me the flexibility to do so.
In 2007, Bo Reinhardt was a new realtor, but soon after he signed up, the market crashed.
I guess ignorance was bliss. I didn't really know any different, which was a good thing because when I got in, it was a lot of agents that had been doing it for a long time were getting out because they had gotten in when it was good and they didn't know how to work or do anything else, you know, when the market turned down.
But Reinhardt found being a realtor unfulfilling. With two young children, he also struggled to balance work and family.
That'd be tough, you know, on the weekends you get up on Saturday and you hang out for a little bit and they're all, you know, planning out their day and going and doing things and you're heading out to go to work and that just kind of starts wearing on you after a while.
So in August, Reinhardt quit the industry and enrolled at Boise State. Now he's studying to be a history teacher. He knows he's quitting real estate at a time when the improving market could make him more money than he'd ever make teaching. Mark Lebowitz, head of the Ada County Realtors Organization, says regardless of the market's strength, he'll lose about 25% of his membership every year. Being a realtor just isn't for everyone.
But it does take a special person. It takes a person who's willing to be on call, literally, 24 hours a day. It takes a person who will work 7 days a week.
The increase in home sales in the Treasure Valley over the summer has slowed this fall. Lebowitz says that the number of people signing up to be new realtors has also dropped off, but he doesn't expect the new realtor numbers to fall as far as they did a few years ago. For KBSX News, I'm Jessica Murray.